Excuse me. Anybody sitting here?
No, help yourself.
This mob, they're all extras, are they? Place is swarming with them. You been waiting long?
About 3 hours.
They treat you lot like rubbish, don't they? By the way, I ought to introduce myself. I'm Bolly Thornton.
Oh, hello. I'm Steve. Is it always like this? All this hanging around?
Nah. New to this game, are you, Steve?
Yeah. You know, I'm a student. I just saw the advert down the job centre.
Students! Ah, now that's the thing. You lot are marvellous, you know. Burning the midnight oil, cramming for your finals, winning your colours at Rugger, punting on Sundays. Where were you studying, Steve?
Islington and Polly.
Heard very good reports of it. What's your subject?
Geography and geological science.
Geography, eh? Ah, now you're talking. Tracing out all those coastlines and colouring in the equatorial forests. Yes, there's nothing like higher education, is there?
What about you? You're sort of an actor, are you?
So I'm told.
Yeah? Here, you were...
Famous? Well, I have a certain reputation, yes. I'm not exactly a household name. I'm a member of that dying breed, the British character actor. Cameos, vignettes, and small parts illuminated.
Oh, yeah?
Hmm.
What are you in this thing?
Crippled peasant crushed by runaway cart. Page 112 of your script. That's me in the bold type.
That's the sort of part you usually play, is it?
No. I mean, you can't really pin me down to a specific type of role, because I've done the lot, you know. Oh, yes. I'm man at bus stop. Second man in crowd. Fourth man in doorway. Yes, I've knocked off a few little classics in my time, mate. Have you seen Star Wars?
Yeah, of course I have.
23rd android in the troop carrier. There's not a lot I haven't done in my time.
Is this you? Page 112?
That's me. The poor old crippled peasant.
Here, I'm in that scene. Scene 36. Part of the jury mob, I am.
Oh, just a bit part yours, is it?
We've all got bit parts, haven't we?
I beg your pardon? I hardly think you could describe mine as a bit part. I've got dialogue, I have. Lines. Speech.
What are your lines?
Arg.
Arg?
A double R G treble H. Arg.
Oh, I'm with you. It's not arg, though.
No?
It's arg! It's a scream.
No. If you don't mind me saying, you're misinterpreting the whole part.
No, you've just misread the stage direction.
Now, look here, Sunbeam. I've been in this business a few years. You're not talking to an amateur. I know what stage directions are. They're those bits in brackets.
Look, you've got a peasant trolling along down the road.
Yes.
Suddenly, this runaway cart comes up and crashes him into the ground. And what does he do? He turns around and sees Og.
It's fascinating, isn't it? Why is he saying Og?
He's not saying Og. He's screaming.
No. You're oversimplifying it. I'm convinced that this word is the key to his whole character.
All right. If it's not a scream, what's Og supposed to mean?
Exactly. Now you're beginning to get into the character's skin. All right, now what about this? He's haunted by the memory of his one true love. And in his dying breath, he calls out her name.
Og?
No. Her name's not Og. It's Agnes.
Agnes? There's no such name. It's Agnes.
You can't expect perfect diction when you're getting crushed to death by a runaway car.
Is that all you've got, then? One word?
Well, of course it is. What on earth do you expect? I mean, there I am, my poor, broken old body crushed beneath the cart's lumbering great wheels. What am I supposed to do? Saunter over to the jeering mob and start chatting about the price of fish?
I just think you're making a bit of a meal of it, that's all.
I take it you've got a few lines, have you?
No. But I get an expression.
A what?
A facial expression.
Well, I get a facial expression. You can't expect a man to get crushed to pulp with a face like a poker player. I mean, if he's saying arg, heaven only knows what his face is saying. Oh, this acting lark, there's a real knack to it, you know.
Attention, please, attention. All personnel involved in scenes 36 and 37, please assemble on set. Thank you.
Yeah, well, that's us, innit?
Yes, the old adrenaline's beginning to go a bit now. I think I'd better prepare my expression. Yes, I tell you what, I think I'll use my old favourite, my shock horror. Now, that's a good one. That always goes well. What do you reckon?
That's quite good, actually. That's really quite a vile. That's horrible.
I haven't started yet.